Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to another wonderful day. You are welcome to this prophetic decree, prophetic declaration. We appreciate the mercy of God upon our lives. We appreciate what God has been doing. We appreciate what God has been using this prophetic decree to do in the life of people. We want to thank God for a lot of testimony that have been rolling in. We pray that your testimony will manifest very soon in the name of Jesus Christ. The King of Kings will visit you. The hand of the Lord will be released upon your life. And every yoke in your foundation shall be broken. The verdict of darkness over your life shall scatter. Anything that is representing in the covenant of witchcraft shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Today is the 16th day of the month of January, year 2021. We appreciate God for what God has been doing. We appreciate God for what God will do more. We appreciate the mercy of God upon our life. We appreciate the protection of God upon our lives. Wherever you are, just take a time and begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to worship Him. Begin to magnify Him. Begin to honor Him. Take His songs of praises and bless Him with Him. Bless the Lord with that one. Bless the Lord with that songs of praises. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, worship His holy name. Appreciate Him, bless His name. Just appreciate Him and honor Him. Appreciate Him and magnify Him. Appreciate Him and praise Him. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy to be adored. He's worthy to be lifted high. He is incomparable God. He is incomprehensible. There is no one like Him. He is the greater than the greatest, the higher than the highest. He is the Almighty God. Father, we bless you. Father, we worship you. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you adoration. Blessed be to your name. Blessed be to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. In this prophetic decree today, I pray that all of you listening to me, the Almighty God will release His hand of favor upon all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are listening to me, wherever you are listening to me, I pray that God will promote your destiny. The Almighty God will fight for you, and heaven shall lift you high. Your coat shall be enlarged, and the Almighty God shall disgrace your stubborn Goliath. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are prayers I want you to pray here very well before we go into our topic today. I want you to pray the prayer very well wherever you are. Say, I break the yoke of witchcraft over my life. I want you to pray very well. This prayer is for some people who are hearing me now, and you have to pray it with aggression. I break the yoke of witchcraft over my life in the name of Jesus. I break the yoke of witchcraft over my life in the name of Jesus. I break the yoke of witchcraft over my life in the name of Jesus. I break the yoke of witchcraft over my life. In the name of Jesus, I break the yoke of witchcraft over my life. In the name of Jesus, I break the yoke of witchcraft over my life. In the name of Jesus, I break the yoke of witchcraft over my life. In the name of Jesus, I break the yoke of witchcraft over my life. In the name of Jesus, I break the yoke of witchcraft over my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray the second one with aggression. Say, every organ of my body swallowed by witchcraft, be vomited by fire in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body swallowed by witchcraft, be vomited by fire in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body swallowed by witchcraft, be vomited by fire in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body swallowed by witchcraft, be vomited by fire in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body swallowed by witchcraft, be vomited by fire, 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 be vomited by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, anything representing me in the covenant of witchcraft, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything representing me in the covenant of witchcraft, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything representing me in the covenant of witchcraft, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything representing me in the covenant of witchcraft, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything representing me in the covenant of witchcraft, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything representing me in the covenant of witchcraft, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything representing me in the covenant of witchcraft, be roasted by
fire in the name of Jesus. Anything representing me in the coven of witchcraft, be roasted by fire, be roasted by fire, be roasted by fire, be roasted by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Yesterday we started talking about breaking free from evil family pattern, dealing with evil family pattern. And I said this topic is deep and you need to listen very well, because virtually every one of us has one way or the other inherited negative traits from our ancestors, from our parents, and this has been the burden of our life now. Don't forget, the Bible said in Psalm 11 verse 3 that if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the righteous, if he or she does not know what to do and do it well, that righteous also will find himself being crushed by the foundation. I pray today that the Almighty God shall liberate our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will deliver us. The Lord will liberate us. The Lord will fight for us in the name of Jesus Christ. When we are talking about evil family pattern, I told you yesterday we are talking about negative traits in your bloodline. Negative trait in your bloodline. Evil addiction in your bloodline. Something you noticed that thing is common in your bloodline. Evil circle in that bloodline. We are talking about evil that flow in the family gene. We are talking about the stronghold in that family line. We are talking about generational captivity. So when we say evil family pattern, we are talking about ancestral bondage. We are talking about family bondage. We are talking about stronghold that has been passed down to you from your ancestors. We are talking about negative generational pattern. So we are talking about something that you find yourself in, and you never even knew where the thing came. But meanwhile, you are finding yourself there and you are following the pattern. Because evil family pattern flow through the blood. And like I told you yesterday, when your father and your mother met together and you are conceived, the pattern in the two family joined together to enter into your life. And that is why we must know how to undo this pattern and pray aggressively against this kind of pattern. There are some families now, they find it difficult to marry. There are some family now, it's always marital problem. There are some family, they will not even bother doing white wedding. They will never bother. They will go and get pregnant, the first baby, the second baby, and after the second baby, they come back and do engagement or traditional wedding. Because in that family, anyone who does family, anyone who try to do white wedding will either be barren or will be having miscarriage or will experience untimely death of the husband. So when they notice that and they don't know what to do, they just say, okay, everybody in this family, nobody should go and do white wedding. So if somebody is going to do white wedding, he must understand why that pattern is flowing. He must trace it to the source and break that pattern so that he can be liberated, she can be liberated. If she does not do that, she will find herself suffering from the consequences of that violation. She will find herself just, she will be a believer, it doesn't matter, but she will be suffering from that consequences. Because a pattern has just been broken in a way that it must not be broken. And that has been a problem of many, many believers today. Beloved, these evil pattern, they are not ordinary. They are spiritual thing that flows into our lives. Can't you look at the way it went through the Bible? Look at Abraham. Look at Isaac. Abraham told lie and deceive. Isaac told lie and deceive. Jacob also. You will see what happened. Look at Laban. It flows like that. They were not ready to do it. They were not. It was not something they planned for. But they find themselves repeating that pattern. So if there is a negative pattern in your family and you notice it's about to repeat in your life, you have to do something. If you don't do something, it will pass down to another life. Sometimes you will notice that a pattern that you see in the life of your grandfather may not be in the life of your father and is now in your life. Because evil family pattern sometimes in some generation can be recessive, and in some generation it can be dominant. So these are some of the bodies there hiding in that blood. Hiding in that blood, when we challenge it with fire, then you see it coming out. So evil family pattern is like a blood bondage. And that is why it's always very aggressive and very terrible somehow when that thing is fighting someone. And many people struggle to get out of it, and they find themselves still roped into it. But listen to me, the blood of Jesus is very effective to liberate you from all evil family pattern. There are forces that enforce or that back up or strengthen the evil pattern in the family. There are forces that enforce the evil pattern in the family. Those forces will enforce it. Those forces will trigger it. Those forces, they are the ones that maintain the evil pattern in the family. You need to know them, and you know how to fight against them. I'll mention few. Number one is, if there is a curse operating on that family, it will make a pattern of that consequence of that curse to be flowing. If there is a covenant, covenant is a spiritual contract with a curse if it's violated. If there is a covenant made by your ancestors, it will make a pattern to be flowing in that family. If there's an iniquity will always bend you to commit the iniquity. That is one thing. Iniquity has a way of bending a man to continue to repeat the evil that has been formed in that family. It can be wickedness that was performed by the ancestors or the ancient fathers of that family. This wickedness will always make that family to follow the pattern. Look at the Bible. We always say, if you have read your Bible very well, the Bible says there's a king, and this king has done evil. And this evil he has done, he has followed the pattern of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. You will see it again. Another person has become a king. This king has done evil. He has done this evil to follow the pattern of the Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. It was like that all through in the Old Testament. And that become a pattern because it was laid down by someone. I pray for somebody here. Every evil pattern in your family line, that pattern shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Evil pattern is evil flow. Evil pattern is negative inheritance. Evil pattern is evil habits that flow in the family. You must break that habit. You must break that yoke. You must break that iniquity. You must break the power behind the evil pattern. That is why we are here. If you notice in that family, a particular negative trend, some is hypertension in the family, some is one sickness or the other in the family. You notice your father has this one, you are having it. Your mother has it, you are having it. Your grandmother has it, you are having it. It is time for you to deal with it. Or in your family, you notice that lady don't get married. You have to deal with it. Or they get married, they have problem in marriage. You have to deal with that pattern. The pattern is not outside, it's inside your blood. And the problem that is very difficult to attack is the problem of the blood. That is why blood of Jesus will always be very effective in fighting. I pray that God will fight for us in Jesus' name. Wherever you are, before we go deeper into it, if you need to confess any sin, begin to do that now. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Tell the Lord to show you mercy. Tell the Lord to show you mercy today. Oh my God. Thank you, Father. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Show me mercy and deliver me. Liberate me by your power. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. It is very simple to know if there is family bondage. Everybody in that family, at least about 80% or 90%, will be following one pattern. We are to pray very aggressively today. Pray with fire. Pray with thunder. Pray with aggression. You find yourself that you are the one feeding the house now as a woman. Trace it down to the pattern of your husband. Trace this down to the pattern of yourself. You find out that that is not just happening. Something is already there. And because it has been there, even if your husband is working, they will sack out from his place of work, or something will happen that will still make you to be the one that will be feeding the house. Because it is a pattern. I pray for someone that the evil pattern you have inherited, evil pattern that have caged your destiny, evil pattern that have limited your growth, evil pattern that have made you to suffer, that pattern shall be broken. That pattern shall be broken. That pattern shall be broken. It 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 shall be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ, take your oil now. Take your oil. If you don't have oil, take your water. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak into this oil and this water. I command them to become anointed. I command them to carry the power that break the evil pattern. I command them to carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let the blood of Jesus flow into this water, flow into this oil. Let this item become the item of fire. Let them become an instrument that breaks the yoke of darkness. In the name of Jesus, let this oil carry the healing power and deliverance power. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and put it on your head. We are now going to aggressive prayer. Lay your hand upon your head. Say, evil pattern of marital failure, I destroy your power over my life. In the name of Jesus, evil pattern of marital failure, I destroy your power over my life. In the name of Jesus, evil pattern of marital failure, I destroy your power over my life. I destroy your power over my life. I want you to pray that prayer for yourself the way I'm praying. I destroy your power over my life. Evil pattern of marital failure, I destroy your power over my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil pattern of rising and falling in my family line, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Evil pattern of rising and falling in my family line, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Evil pattern of rising and falling in my family line, break, 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 break and release me in Jesus' name. Mightily we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your chest. And you shout like this. Say, every plantation of witchcraft in my family line that is affecting my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every plantation of witchcraft in my family line that is affecting my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every plantation of witchcraft in my family line that is affecting my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every plantation of witchcraft in my family line that is affecting my life, die in Jesus' name we pray. Put your hand there. Say, you evil pattern of non-achievement in my family, die in the name of Jesus. You evil pattern of non-achievement in my family, die in the name of Jesus. You evil pattern of non-achievement in my family, die in the name of Jesus. You evil pattern of non-achievement in my family, die in the name of Jesus. You evil pattern of non-achievement in my family, die in Jesus' name. Pray. Take the oil and anoint your belly button. Thank you, Father. Now you shout loud and clear. Say, I command every pattern of chronic disease in my life. In the name of Jesus, I command every pattern of chronic disease in my life. In the name of Jesus, I command every pattern of chronic disease in my family. In the name of Jesus, I command every pattern of chronic disease in my family. In the name of Jesus, I command every pattern of chronic disease in my family. In the name of Jesus, I command every pattern of growth of chronic disease in my family. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every cause of disorder in my family, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause of disorder in my family, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause of disorder in my family, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every cause of disorder in my family, break in Jesus' name, we pray. Wonderful. Now, take the oil and anoint your hand. And you pray these three prayer points. Every pattern of failure in my root. There, in the name of Jesus. Every pattern of failure in my root. There, in the name of Jesus. Every pattern of failure in my root. There, in the name of Jesus. Every pattern of failure in my root. There, in the name of Jesus. Every pattern of failure in my root. There, in Jesus. You say, every pattern of backwardness in my foundation. There, in the name of Jesus. Every pattern of backwardness in my foundation. There, in the name of Jesus. Every pattern of backwardness in my foundation. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Yes. Pray the third one very well. Say, strong gold of begging and borrowing in my foundation. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Strong gold of begging and borrowing in my foundation. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Strong gold of begging and borrowing in my foundation. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Strong gold of begging and borrowing in my foundation. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Strong gold of begging and borrowing in my foundation. Scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil done to my life, Holy Ghost, repair it now. In the name of Jesus, every evil done to my life, Holy Ghost, repair it now, 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 repair every evil done to my life, Holy Ghost, repair it now, 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 in Jesus' name. Anoint your legs now. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Say, every evil word spoken against my leg, there, in the name of Jesus, every evil word spoken against my leg. There, in the name of Jesus, every evil word spoken against my leg. There, in the name of Jesus, every evil word spoken against my leg. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Say, every satanic animal programmed against my leg. There, in the name of Jesus, every satanic animal programmed against my leg. There, there, there. There, in Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and drink a little. Don't say anything. Holy Ghost, move now from that throat to the chest. Move to the stomach. In the name of Jesus, I command the oil that you have taken in, or the water you have taken in, to become fire, 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 Holy Ghost fire, become 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 fire. In the name of Jesus, let the water and the oil you have taken in become fire. In the name of Jesus, let the water and the oil become the blood of Jesus. Become the blood of Jesus. Now, anything that is not of God in your system, now commanded, be flushed out. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Oh, what a wonderful miracle. Something is happening. I can see a sister there. You want to vomit something? Vomit it out. Let it come out. Yes. That thing you are vomiting now came into your body when you are sleeping in a dream. Ribo pia kuntalia. Mapako mosoto yaro mosaya. Libro pontulia kadaba. Ribo pontariaba. Mapakud le pontoria masataria. Aha. Thank you, Father. I command whatever the enemy has planted into your body while you are sleeping. I command such thing now to get out. Every evil visitor you have in the dream, I neutralize their power. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Bring out your 12 prayer requests. Father, I command this 12 prayer requests to receive answer by fire. Number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7, number 8, number 9, number 10, number 11, number 12. According to your will, Lord, I stand upon the rock of ages. I command instant answers to all these requests. In the name of Jesus, there will be testimony. You will share testimony. I've already received some testimony. You will share testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. God will promote you. God will advance you. And God will lift you up. In Jesus' name we pray. You can get across to me on 0802-336-9298. I am your friend. Pastor Emmanuel Akinola.